Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Yay!
I like that it has the rooster because it's early morning. Because we used to start at 2 and now it's the crack of 11.
Yeah, it's getting up at 9 o'clock.
It's awful.
It's horrifying.
I'm not even making this up. I had a dream this morning. Because, you know, like I woke up with Shannon and then I fell back asleep.
Wow,
then,
okay, well let's acknowledge first of all you woke up with Shannon. That's a first. You weren't on the couch. Good, go on.
No, I just mean she got up for work. Cause she has a life and all, and I went back to sleep, and she I had this dream that I was late for coming into the show, and then it was like a big deal, and I was pushing a cart, a shopping cart, with a broken television, and a pillow, down Third Street.
Did you get jumped?
No.
Oh shit.
No. What happened was I was gonna turn on New Hampshire, but there was construction. Everywhere. I mean, like, everywhere. And there were, like, these big holes in the ground, and there was dirt everywhere, and there were construction workers, like, everywhere. It's kind of a gay dream now that I think about it.
How is it gay?
Just, like, a lot of... There were a lot of men in the dream.
That doesn't make it gay.
A lot of construction worker men. And
gay.
An Indian and a cop. And, anyway, then someone stopped me, and tried to take the television. And it was like a parking cop. And I was like, no, I have to get this TV fixed, but I can't carry it in the cart. I mean, I can't carry it. I need to put it in the cart. And but then I lifted the TV, and it was really light. But I was having trouble lifting the TV and the pillow at the same time. And anyway, I was really concerned that I was going to be late today, but then I woke up.
So where is it?
That was in the dream. There is no broken television. I don't know what it was about.
Oh, I was just thinking maybe it turned into a, like, Mulholland Drive kind of David Lynch movie. No, it's when you woke up in the carts here and
now. Anyway, yeah, so I just wanted you to know I've been dreaming about the show.
Great.
And I think it's gonna be a good one. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes. We didn't meet
Mark.
Last Monday.
No, we did not.
Which was good because I was actually sick.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I was sick in bed all day on Monday.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a stressful week last week. You know, my mom lives in Lake Arrowhead. There was one...
Which was on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and one fire was pretty close. And that one, the Grass Valley fire, they called it, was pretty close to her. And
you could really see the smoke this time. Like, you know, their fires happen all the time in this area. But, like, you could really see it in the air. Like, even in this area in LA.
Because we were getting the smoke from San Diego and from Malibu and from the mountain communities. I mean, it was a whole bunch. The air was really bad last week. But what was... funny about her, she's got a great set of neighbors next door, and they kind of teamed up and were ready to go, and then they decided, you know what, let's not go. And although they were under mandatory evacuation, they didn't evacuate. And you know, my mom is very smart. She's not a risk taker. I mean, she has bad eyesight at night and she drives a Miata, so she's not gonna fuck around with a fire, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you know, they kind of hung it out, but she kept reporting, like, they put a curfew up there. Like, if you were found walking around after nightfall, you were arrested.
And then
or
they
driving
light you on
around.
Fire.
Yeah. Also, if you were caught driving around, they would follow you and stuff around.
You got to think there's got to be a lot of, like, you know, a lot of dickheads out there who are like, woohoo, fire, you know, like just trying to get in people's way. And, you know,
they couldn't get up there. You can't get up there. See, that's the thing why my mom didn't want to leave. Once you leave...
you can't get back.
Even if your neighborhood's totally fine, last time, because this happened to her 4 years ago up there, I can't remember how long she had to wait to get back up, even though her neighborhood was totally fine. But the trippy thing is, like, she's going to the supermarket, and there'd be, like, one or two checkers open. In the one supermarket up there, which is the more well-to-do one, there's a Starbucks inside it, and one of the bookkeepers volunteered to still work and stay open. But... some of the people that worked at the Jensen supermarket, they live in Crestline. They ended up having to stay at the supermarket because once they left, they weren't going to be left back in, and then they wouldn't be able to work. I mean, there's all these crazy choices people were making because of their homes and their finances, and it's just crazy.
It's amazing how all it takes is, you know, a couple tens of thousands of acres in flames
right.
for L.A. to become the West Bank.
Yeah. Well, luckily no one was shooting guns in the air, so Kentucky and Iraq still, you know, win first and second place of amount of guns being shot into the air out of celebration or out of angst. You
wow.
know? So.
Well, what can I say? Al-Qaeda started the fires.
And, they did.
We gotta take the battle to them and light them on fire.
Yeah, and aren't they in Venezuela right now? I think we should go there. I think Al-Qaeda's in Venezuela.
Well, I heard that they're...
And also, by the way, Venezuela has oil. So we should totally go there.
I heard that they're in the Bahamas right now, which is beautiful.
That'd be great. They'd be so easy to take over the Bahamas. Remember when we did Grenada? Were you even old enough to remember Grenada?
Nutmeg capital of the world, motherfucker.
Grenada is?
Uh-huh. It was. That's why we had to invade them.
So we fucked it up.
Yeah.
Well, God, Christmas around the corner. Shit.
What?
I said Christmas is around the corner. Shit. Nutmeg, you know.
Oh.
My people, you know, we drink eggnog and stuff.
Your people drink eggnog?
Oh, wait. No, you know what? I got the best recipe for eggnog from your people.
Oh, yeah?
So, my people don't know anything about
eggnog.
We
don't have anything to do around Christmas.
This was New Year's.
So, we just come up with recipes for eggnog.
For alcohol. How can we manipulate alcohol further?
No, what we do on Christmas is we go to the movies, and then we eat out at a Chinese restaurant. That's the Jewish tradition.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the ask any Jewish person what they do on Christmas, and they'll tell you they go to the movies and they eat Chinese food.
Exactly true.
And Bennett?
Bennett, are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish, but I've hung out with enough Jews to know that best time to go to a movie, Christmas Eve.
Bennett, our resident, some of my friends are Jewish.
And I'm the resident anti-Semitic, so it's all balanced out here. Perfect. Yay. That's what I like about Kill Radio. We're all about balance.
Some of my best friends are gay Nazis. You shouldn't generalize.
That's actually a redundancy, by the way. speaking of redundancy, maybe we should go to music. That made no sense at all.
Well, we go to music every week, so it's redundant in that
regard.
Sense.
But I thought people listening right now would not know, oh, how is that a redundancy?
Person listening right now?
I think we got two.
How's that possible?
I know.
2,000 listeners. That's so low
for
our
us.
Standards.
For
Maybe
us.
Because we weren't here
last
week and people got confused. Okay, let's do this thing.
Okay.
What do you got?
This is a band. We played them a couple weeks ago. They're called Williford out of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. I remember these guys.
These guys are good. So this is a song called Metropolitan Blues. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/graysongs. That's GREYSONGS. MySpace.com/graysongs. Oh, and just while I'm thinking of it real quick, if you have any questions about any of the music we played, you can instant message us here at the station. We use the handle killradioorg.
Killradioorg.
That is just like our website address, but without the...
Dot.
Wow, you're doing really good. Thank you, John. So let's go. So if you have any questions about any of the bands, we'd love to answer them for you. This is Williford out of San Francisco, Metropolitan Blues. Here, killradio.org.
Perfume now.
You're listening to KillRadio.org.
You're here.
Hey, we're back.
On killradio.org.
Thanks, John.
Yes.
So that was The Up All Nights out of Stockholm, Sweden, myspace.com/The Up All Nights. That track was called Train to Nowhere. Before that, again, was Williford out of San Francisco, Metropolitan Blues, myspace.com/Gray Songs.
So I want to talk about Kosio, man.
Well, look, can I start?
Yes.
Because I have a Kosio story this weekend, too. So on Saturday, I went to the Day of the Dead Festival, Día de los Muertos thing at the Hollywood Cemetery. Yes, why are you giving me a funny look?
Because you translated into Spanish for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Which I thought was funny.
Well, because...
No, I know it's usually called Día de los Muertos.
Calling it Day of the Dead just seems lame because it's not called that, you know? Anyway... And for those of you who don't know anything about it, it's at the Hollywood Cemetery, which is this old cemetery. A lot of old famous actors are buried there. It's, you know, it's over 100 years old cemetery, and it's pretty amazing. I don't know if you've ever been there. Have
is
you ever
it
been
the
there?
Hollywood Forever?
Yeah.
Cemetery? Yeah, yeah. I saw a movie there.
Yeah, and it's weird that the new owners, well, relatively new, they've owned it now 10 years. Ever since then, they have celebrated that it's a tourist destination. I mean, they provide you a map where all the famous people are buried versus before they were never really helpful about that.
And
they didn't
some
care.
Of those tombstones are and some and of those mausoleums are insane.
It's also true because you kind of learn about the culture of Hollywood right now. There's so many you see the whole Jewish section. There's also the whole Armenian section, which the way they do things is a little different. And there's some weird, weird tombstones there.
And also the culture of wealth, of a wealthy class, and what they do with their dead bodies right. when they're done with them. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's so egomaniacal. But they do this huge Day of the Dead festival in the traditional sense that you would find in Mexico or Central or South America, where there's all these altars done to loved ones who've passed on. But being that this is Hollywood, not only do people do them to their loved ones, but some people will do them for a famous actor that passed away. There's some silent film actress that someone did one for and had some really cool photos. And then some artists will do weird stuff. But the family ones are the most amazing because they're just sitting there. And you know, here's this altar they do for their mother or their grandmother who passed away. And it's very personal, and yet they're being very open about it. And mm-hmm. it's very touching. But then there's all these food booths. There's all these it's almost like a bazaar in a sense.
And, you know, I don't like cemetery food.
Shut up.
It's
the one
too
thing
salty.
That's weird this time we didn't eat anything. We were just drinking. They had so many good beer choices. They had Singha there.
Oh yeah.
Which is one of my favorite beers.
Beer, yeah.
And then they have two stages this time. One was huge. The backdrop was amazing. It was big huge skulls and kind of Aztec looking. And that's where I ran into Kosio. I saw Bobby and he sees me and then I look down and go, "Yeah, we're all here." And then there's Abigail down there, and she sees me. Is that Mark? And then when she came over, I go, and she was totally dressed up, like weird, messed up wig and teeth kind of on her lips.
Oh, and
stuff.
Let me just for our listeners, since they're also a part of this show.
Yeah.
Kosio is a band that we've had on the show that's performed at our benefits.
Right.
That is really awesome. MySpace.com/Kosio Music.
Yeah.
And they're local
they're
musicians.
They're great. So Abby comes up, and she's all decked out, kind of like, I guess she was like some old dead lady or something. And I go, "Abby, why don't you dress up?" And then, haha.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
And you were?
I was bachelorette party stripper cop. So I was dressed
and,
as a cop.
And I heard that you really pulled it off, too. I did.
I had the total white trash sunglasses on that cops wear. And then I had my shirt buttoned down to like the middle of my chest, middle of my stomach, practically. And then I had money like coming out of my pants and everything. So it was pretty fun. Awesome. But it's funny how Bobby used to be the most intimidating member to me of Kosio. Like, mm-hmm. remember when he performed here and he screamed into something, like got up and screamed, like, "Oh shit," when he performed live here?
He's a very masculine performer.
But ever since we've seen him, he's like the nicest guy. The most intimidating guy in Kosio now is Michael, the drummer. Fucking freaks me out, man.
He doesn't talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your eye on the quiet ones.
But it was so fun running to all of them. And I thought it was kind of cool that they all went, you know, together. It shows what kind of band they are. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That they were all hanging out together at this event, which is so amazing. So tell me,
like
you ran them at Tangier when?
Last night. Well,
Sunday
okay,
night.
So in the interest of disclosing more personal information, my ex-wife's parents are in town because my ex-wife got remarried recently. And got married. They remarried. It sounds absurd.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they're in town, and I hadn't seen them in several years. But I was very close to them when they were my in-laws. Now
right.
they're my ex-in-laws, and the general societal expectation is that I'm not supposed to have feelings
relationship
for them
with
anymore.
Right.
But you know,
that doesn't make any sense.
Fuck that happy horse shit. You know, I'm supposed to. You know, I'm a human being here, and these
right.
are people who are always good to me, always. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so last week, or maybe it was a week and a half ago. Shannon and I took them out to dinner, which I had
all of them.
Just the parents who don't speak English, by the way. They only speak Portuguese. And, you know, so I was all prepared for it to be this incredibly awkward thing. Amongst other things, my Portuguese is for shit right now. But
right.
Most of it came back. Enough of it came back to communicate. We had a really nice time and a nice dinner and everything was cool. And Shannon, she's so awesome. I mean, she just like I think part of it was that she knew that I wanted her to like them and I didn't want there to be any awkwardness, but she just genuinely gravitated towards them, like as these like, okay, so these are other people and they're cool and I'm cool and
right.
everybody's cool,
right?
So we had them over for dinner last night at our place, which was really awesome. And then we went out and to see Kosio at Tangier.
Uh-huh.
And they were like so impressed, and the Kosio gave the most amazing performance, and it was great because when you have kind of a language barrier with someone, if you could share something like that,
right.
like a musical performance, It's pretty magical. And so so I was telling Jeremy that you know, you might have saved the nation tonight. You know, because if I had, because I was thinking about this, if I had to, if I had someone from another planet or another country,
same diff,
or whatever, come here for a limited time and I could only show them one band.
Right.
That was going to be representative of America, it wouldn't be Toby Keith. You know what I mean? And it wouldn't be right. The Backstreet Boys. It would be Kosio. You know?
Right.
And so, so anyway, so it was a great
and
show.
And plus it was great. It was at Tangiers, which is a great location.
Yeah.
It's an intimate setting.
Yeah. But it was really interesting, like, spending time with these people from my past, you know, and being able to bring Shannon into that part of my past.
Be kind
without,
of, was it kind of weird?
It wasn't. Everybody wants it to be weird.
No, I don't mean weird in a bad way, but I guess I don't think of weird in a bad way. I think it'd be weird in kind of like when my friends cross-pollinate, mm-hmm. when I see that happen, because, you know, we most
like
of us
when your friends start dating your friends?
No, not dating, just when they overlap in terms of friendship.
Oh, right.
Like my last birthday party is a perfect example. There's a lot of different groups that came together and they were interacting, and it was funny. That is always weird to me, but in kind of a cool way.
Yeah.
I mean, in that way, was it weird? I mean, here's your past, and here's your new future, and
I mean, it was weird, but it wasn't as weird as you would think it would be weird.
I don't mean in the negative way at all.
No, I mean, I understand. We come from a culture where it's common to kill your in-laws, and I didn't do that. I allowed
them
to live.
Or at least torture.
And now that they're visiting in the United States, I thought I'd take them out for a drink.
That's great.
And it was just great to be with them. And now the coolest part is, like, I'm an adult, and they're adults, and we can be friends on that level instead of the I'm an adult and they're the parents of my wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? I actually feel closer to them now.
Right.
Because of that separation.
Right.
So, and it's really funny because despite the language barrier, like, there's a lot of similarities between my ex-mother-in-law and my current mother-in-law. And I think that's part of the reason why Shannon really gravitated towards them, which is cool.
Cool.
Anyway, that's airing all my clean laundry on
Me
Kill
too.
Radio. And now I'm going to play some music for you.
That's great. We have nothing else to talk about now because we basically caught ourselves up from last week to today. I have nothing else to say for the rest of the show. So
really? Well, we have there's Halloween to discuss. It's just coming up. And
right.
And I did Leisure Suite this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask you about that.
Yeah. And I have a rash. I'll show it to you later.
Oh, good.
So
I have one, too. I think I got it from you, though.
This is an artist called Paula, or Truly Paula. You can check her out at trulypaula.com, myspace.com/trulypaula. And she's a young artist from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, I think is what it's called. Yeah, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And originally from Chile. And she's been singing since she was a little kid. And she's been winning all these contests. And she sent us a CD. It's a single called Curious. I'm going to play a couple tracks from that. And I hope you enjoy it. Listening to here on killradio.org.
I was kidding. between us. You're so sweet, any girl would be lucky to have you. But my heart is telling me differently, can't you see? I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you may not be for me.
I'm so confused
of two men that deserve my love.
But I must be true
to my heart, and it don't choose you. I am not the kind of girl who sits around and lives a lie. I just got to be sure. I'm sorry, but I hate in the night. No one's trying, but the feeling is just right. Oh, you can't help my feeling. No one's trying, but the feeling is just right. Thing for me, lives will always change a path that is expected for one, and I know that mine is meant to change.
Confession to make.
Yes. What's the confession?
Well, I don't know if you did this, but I know I did this. So I told the bands to tune into our show using the form that I usually use to tell bands that they're going to be played on the show.
Right.
And I used our old time. We used to be 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and now we're 11 to 1 because we have one of those job thingies.
Yeah.
So
and then this
that
is
explains our low listener numbers.
I kind of did the same thing because in the email to the bands last night, I put 11 to 1 in the email, but on my signature, I didn't update it. It still says 2 to 4, so mm-hmm. they could be totally confused.
Yeah. We suck, but that's cool.
We're cute.
We're cute, and we don't get paid. But yeah, let's just replay this at 2, and that'll solve our problem.
No, rest of the day, man. Let's just play it over and over. So in case someone just wants to hear it.
At any point that you tune in
like they
on
couldn't
Monday.
Even read what a 2 to 4 means. Maybe they thought that meant, 6 to 9. Let's just see if we can get everyone to cancel their show tonight.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Well, let's
go to music, and I'll get on the phone and call all the other DJs, and we'll just have them cancel their shows so we can just replay again and again and again.
See, but they don't need to know what they're listening to. Like, they're listening now. Let's say it's like 2:30, and they're listening now, and they don't need to know that it's not live. They can just go on assuming that it is live, even though we're replaying something we recorded at 11.
Yeah, we shouldn't let them know.
Yeah. In fact, we should keep it a secret. And
let's just not talk about it
and
anymore.
Not talk about it on the air.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Not talk about
this.
It on the air at all.
Let's not talk about this anymore.
We should stop talking
now. We should stop talking about this.
Stop now. About this.
This.
Stop. So you have some more music to play?
Yeah.
Cool. We were just listening to Truly Paula. If you want more information on this artist from Florida, go to trulypaula.com or myspace.com/trulypaula. Paula, thanks for your submission. Truly, thank you. And for the cool picture that you sent us with the autograph, we appreciate it. We'll put it up here in the studio. By the way, if you are sending CDs, go ahead and send us stickers and stuff. We put everything that gets sent to us, we play, and we also either put in the library or affix to the wall, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
What it is, Mark. What it is.
What it was.
What are you going to play for us?
We're going to go to a band called Wounded Cougar. They're based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/WoundedCougar. This track is called Wake the Babies. So let's wake them up, bitches. We'll be right back.
and Earth.
KillRadio.org. That was, am I coming up too loud? Oh, I am. Hold on. That was Don Chorus and DJ Nisimipalis.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but.
You know what? He actually left us a MySpace comment last time you played him saying how it's pronounced. So.
Okay, great.
Go ahead and screw that up again.
It's, track was called Terror. It was the KP Earth Mix. They're out of both Memphis, Tennessee and Frankfort, Kentucky. Don Chorus' MySpace page is myspace.com/Don Chorus. And then DJ Nisimipalis is at myspace.com/, I'm just going to spell it, NESSIMPOLYS 123. NESSIMYPOLYS 123. Again, you can get any of this information from us. It'll be in our blog later today, where you can also find the show available for download. And it also, you can instant message us now if you want, if this show is being done live, and get it there.
Except don't instant message us, because we're not here live. I mean, we are currently here live, but at the point at which we shouldn't. Oh, we're not supposed to
just
talk about
say
that.
Yes. You're going to confuse everyone. Just say yes. Yes.
Fine.
Yes to life.
So we did Leisure Suite this weekend.
Yeah. Was that crazy?
I mean, it's the problem with being the last Saturday or the last Friday or the last whatever of any month is that you get slammed with Halloween weekend, Thanksgiving weekend,
right,
and Christmas and New Year's weekend. And so what... It ended up being like kind of a slow night that picked up towards the end, which is, you know, typical of Bar 107.
Right.
But even when it picked up, it wasn't nearly at the capacity that it normally is.
Right, right.
Because everybody's at a Halloween party, you know.
Well,
which, quite honestly, I would have rather been at too.
And Halloween's like, I feel like Halloween's like the most popular holiday in all of Los Angeles. I mean, there's so many things.
It does seem more popular in LA than anywhere else.
To do. Yeah. I mean, it is like the official, it's like Christmas basically for us pagans basically, not
pagans
alike.
Maybe it's because there's so many people that don't have other holidays to celebrate.
Yeah. Who knows? It just seems like there's just too much to do.
You know what I love about Halloween? Is horror movies on regular TV all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, is that one time of the year where it's okay to show a little gore and do it with children? You know? You got kids, you know, going around dressed like skeletons and zombies and stuff. It's fantastic.
Now, again, just for our listeners who are listening, you DJ once a month at Bar 107 downtown, an event called Leisure Suite, which is you and Starsky Suave DJ together.
Yeah, and we dressed up as old people.
Oh, sweet.
We made our hair gray and put some lines on our faces.
And you guys do 70s versus 80s music.
Yeah,
you
Starsky
do 80s.
Does 70s, I do 80s.
Yeah.
And old school hip hop. And you know what? We're getting...
Oh, that reminds me.
You know, even though the numbers don't necessarily change each time, we're getting really good feedback. Like, last time, afterwards, this person came up to us and said, you know, I came here last month and the month before that, and I know to come here the last Saturday of every month. Oh, sweet.
I got some 80s music for you that I thought you might like, and then there was some music that you liked from the music I played at the Hero
event. Oh, yeah. Awesome. These better be tagged.
They're all titles. Tagged. There's only one song on the 80s ones that isn't tagged, because I don't know who did the song. I'd have to do some research to find out.
So yeah, and she was like, you know, there's no other place in LA that does this, that does 70s and 80s music, and every time I come here, I can't keep it but dancing, you know, it's amazing. And so that felt really good. I mean, that makes me want to keep doing it, but, you know, thank you for bringing me some more 80s music, though, because I'm just getting burnt out playing the same songs.
Well, and I put some obscure stuff in there, maybe you can start off.
Did you put Baltimora, Tarzan Boy, in here?
Uh-uh.
God, I got to find that song. Anyway, let's go back to music.
And then, yeah, what's happening with the next 2 months of Leisure Suite? Are you still doing them?
Yeah.
What dates do they fall on?
November 29th, and I don't know what the one
that's
in
the
December
weekend
is.
After Thanksgiving, then, isn't it?
Yeah, so that might be okay. If
that's
people
good.
Are back. The thing is, a lot of people will be away.
No.
You know?
A lot of people go back to work that Monday after Thanksgiving.
A lot of people will be back east, as it were.
Mm-hmm. As it were.
But we'll see.
As it will be.
As it is.
As it has been.
Rather. And yeah, I don't know what the one in December is. I got a bunch of there's like a whole bunch of events going on actually. In November and December for Kill Radio and Hear Hear and Is Good and everything. Oh shit, which reminds me, I need to finish booking the next Hear Hear benefit.
Yeah.
I'm on it. November 15th at Mountain Bar is a Kill Radio fundraiser. It's being organized by Ramon and Sam.
Oh, they're doing it. Awesome.
Which is it's going to be mostly. I think they have one band that's going to play, but most of the night is just going to be DJs. Ramon and Sam are going to do rock in Espanol.
Yeah.
Starsky's going to do 70s.
Rock in Espanol.
Rock.
Rook.
Starsky is going to do his 70s thing. I'm going to do some electronic music. They also have another 80s DJ and a hip-hop soul DJ that's going to spin. It's just going to be a cool fundraiser for Kill Radio right in the heart of Chinatown. That's November 15th. It's a Thursday. And then that Sunday, November 18th, is the next Hear Hear Kill Radio benefit. And I will let you know next week who all's playing. I know Carla Hassett's going to perform. She's a Brazilian singer-songwriter. And Michael Harris is going to perform. He's
cool.
been on the show, and a couple of others. So, should be a lot of fun. And then December 8th, I'm doing another Is Good Music Presents at Crane's Tavern, because the last one went so well, and I think we're also going to Shannon and I are also going to do our birthday party there, January 12th, and do like a six band bandathon
cool.
or something, which might be kind of cool.
But
More details on that later. Let's get back to music.
We're going to invite everyone all over the world to your birthday party.
It's my turn, isn't it? Okay.
Yes.
MySpace.com/ get ready for this. BEAUALQUIZOLA.
What?
This is the Bo Alcazola Band out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And they sent us a CD called Unbalanced, and we're going to play a couple tracks from that because it's cool. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Check it out.
In your eyes, and you cast it aside. I wish you'd go away, but you can't be denied. So make your wish for me and go run away and hide. Was it your night that cut you to size? Who was the last to know what's on your mind? Was it your defense? Last to dream up what's inside. It comes tonight, but you're living a lie. The moon is in your eyes, but it's all about the light. I chant the time away, but your day's like a child. Confused.
except for the names. Another night of smoke and cards. Familiar faces, leaving no traces. Not a chance in a bar left to spot. The same old drinks lead to broken links. The evidence is from the heart. You're there with hope, you find ways to cope. Do you really wanna play it smart? Will these illusions turn to gold? Will you stay long enough for me to hold? Better run on home, 'cause you can't stop the time. Better think of the best way to spend your dime before it proves to be over or undone. Better catch your bus, hop the last train out, instead of wondering what this was all about. To be surprised when we get out of bed, to look ahead only to put on the same disguise. You seem so rushed and I won't make a fuss. Perhaps we'll see the likes of them. Perhaps we'll see the likes of them. Perhaps we'll see the likes of them. Better run on home, 'cause you can't stop.
Listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Seriously are.
That is the Bo Alcazola Band out of Cincinnati, Ohio. MySpace.com/Bo Alcazola. BEAUALQUIZOLA. And this album, Unbalanced, their music is available on iTunes. and a bunch of other places. Let's see, PayPlay FM, Napster, Snowcap, TradeBit, BitMonk. I don't even know half of these. But that's cool. It's out there. So go ahead and grab it. Those tracks we're listening to are Run On Home and Go On Try. And thank you for your submission.
Yay.
Bo Alcazola and the Bo Alcazola Band. So, Shannon and I got drunk and watched Sunset Boulevard the other day.
Huh.
Which is a great, great
movie. Did you get the DVD?
Yeah.
Did you see the extras on it? Because
some of them, yeah.
Because there's some
fast
freaky extras.
Well, the woman who played Betty, the young girl
that
he falls in love with, she was, as an old person, was in real life.
I remember that.
That was interesting.
They also had they had some footage of stuff they had cut. Did you see that?
I didn't watch all of the extras.
There was a whole beginning about him. You know how he talks and he's dead and he talks.
Oh yeah, they described how they had this thing where it's like the cadavers talking to each other. That apparently the audience is laughed away.
They show them the wheeling him into the morgue at downtown LA. But funny because it was a take. I guess they had said cut. Then you only see all these extra bodies come up with sheets on their head.
Yeah,
it was like the creepiest little thing.
Yeah, and the audience—they thought it was funny when they made it, but the audience thought it was hilarious, and that's why they cut it. Yeah, and that's why it didn't make it into the final cut of the film.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they didn't want to start the movie off as something that was considered ridiculous.
What did they think was funny? That he was
cadavers talking to each other in a morgue. So yeah, but it's such a great movie. William Holden is so good. Gloria Swanson is just so
disturbing.
He's
good because he's so flat in a sense, and he has to be to
but
play
off. He's believable.
Off, but yeah, flat in a real way to play off her because she's so over the fucking top.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a fantastic.
It's a sad
and you know what's cool
movie
too about
too.
Watching that movie is that you see Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way it was like they're driving down Sunset Boulevard, and it's like you can see the curves in the road. I know exactly where they were.
Right, that was the Beverly
but
Hills.
But it doesn't look anything like that anymore. Like there, it was like you know
it
when
was
that movie
a little
was
more
made,
developed now. Yeah,
it was all trees. And,
yeah,
you know, now it's you know buildings and
yeah.
But it's the same street. It's the curves the same way.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's really interesting.
Yeah,
the Paramount lot. You know,
uh-huh.
I was just there a couple of weeks ago auditioning for something. It's a real place. You know, it's funny when you go to when you see a movie that old and it's shot in a place that's you know. Real and stuff.
So, yeah, I like this. I know I like those old, like Double Indemnity uses a lot of
real
LA
good
places.
One, yeah.
And there was one time, friends of mine, we figured out just where there was one point where there's one scene where there's this building behind them, and my one friend totally pegged the building. It's like on Hollywood and Western, but totally obscurely that she figured out that that's where they were based on. She could see the side of the balconies on this building. She figured it out. We're like, oh, cool. It's like you feel like an archaeologist in a sense. It's fun.
And then we watched Hostel Part 2. And
that's a great double feature, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Sunset Boulevard, Hostel Part 2. I thought it was it was a good
that's
double feature.
That's what's great about renting. You can do your own double features.
Yeah. I was, I don't know. Did you see the first Hostel? Did you see the movie
I haven't
Hostel?
Seen any of those movies.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought the first one was pretty clever, actually. I thought it was well done. The second one, not so much. It wasn't awful, but the primary difference, and you won't appreciate this because you haven't seen either movies, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Great.
Is the protagonists in the first movie are male. The protagonists in the second movie are female. The dynamic of what is essentially the same story, which is people, innocent people being captured and tortured to death by you know rich people who pay
right.
this high price to get the
it.
Opportunity to kill people,
yeah.
Is really disturbingly different. It was okay to watch these
men.
Young guys
right.
who are you know at their sexual peak and doing drugs and being naughty and getting and then getting captured and tortured and then having to escape. Totally different dynamic when it's girls.
Right.
But, like, it's really hard to watch. It's really upsetting. And, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, I don't
no,
know if it's like a cultural thing, but, like, you know, there was nothing grosser about what happens to people in Hostel 2 than Hostel 1.
Right.
Seeing it happen to a woman instead of a man
right.
is really off-putting.
Right. No, I remember, you know what it reminds me of? This is kind of similar, but not. I don't know if you remember this foreign film that came out. It was from Colombia called Our Lady the Assassins. It came out a while ago.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's about a guy who starts having these relationships with very young guys. But in no way are they – there's no like overpowering or anything like that. And all of us were watching it, and you know, the older guy must have been in like his 40s, and these young guys he was hooking up with were – who he was having, in a sense, relationships with too were – you know, young. They were probably 16, 17, 18, around that. And I was talking to our friends after. I go, did you guys think that was kind of weird or anything? Like, no. And I go, imagine it was a woman. Imagine there were girls 16, 17, 18. I mean, it changes the whole dynamic of what you, even if it was a balanced relationship, you'd think there'd be something wrong. Yeah. Maybe I'm going on a tangent here, and this was totally non sequitur.
I don't think it's non sequitur. Interesting. I think it's like culturally, we have expectations of men being able to defend themselves and women being victims. And the sort of scenarios that we play around in our heads.
Look at the culture of horror films. It's all about woman victimization. I didn't know in the first Hostel that it was all men victimization, because that to me is a much more interesting dynamic, because all you see over and over and over is women being victimized.
But the really, in my opinion, the really good horror movies, though, begin to appear to be about women being victimized, but ultimately become about female empowerment. So you take something like Halloween or Hellraiser. They're the protagonists are female and they're being victimized throughout the movie, but they become victorious in the end. You know, their ability to escape, to use their minds.
Well, you're talking about classics. I mean, we're going through.
Take a movie like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is like really like I can't watch that movie because it's women being tortured like over and over never ends. That for me is like I don't know. I can't get into that, but.
But
most of the really good horror movies are about female empowerment.
But most horror films, and I'm talking about the lowest common denominator up into the highest common denominator, most are about women being the victims. Majority of them.
I don't know. Maybe. Or you might just be a horror bigot.
Or a whore faggot.
I don't know.
That's what I am.
I think we need a ruling on this. I think we should see what Stacey from La Cañada thinks when they instant message us.
She'll instant message. She probably already has.
Yeah.
Not with the dot, though.
Not with the dot. Killradio.org on the instant messenger.
Oh, wait. There she is.
What does she say?
I have no answer, but you guys are fun.
Oh, I love her.
Stacey La Cañada Flint Ridge. She reminded me, it's La Cañada Flint Ridge.
Flint Ridge.
Which makes no sense. Like, isn't La Cañada enough? But it's actually La Cañada Flint Ridge. Hyphen Flint Ridge. It's like dual custody city or something.
Areola.
Mine are really small, by the way.
I just said that
mine
word
are like
for no
dime
reason.
Size.
Because I can. Because it's internet radio.
Some women have huge areolas.
You know what? Let's go to music.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Good. Since it's my turn, I want to talk more about areolas.
Okay, go ahead. And I agree. Some women do have huge areolas, and I don't
actually, I don't know that.
I don't know why a woman would make that choice to have an areola that's that big.
Because she's overcompensating. This is a band called An American Jester. They're located here in our humble city of Los Angeles. MySpace.com/NAmericanJester. So not just American Jester, but N American Jester, as in one non-specific American Jester.
They got it. We have a pretty smart audience.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah. I listen to this show, too.
This is a track called Rehab, and we're going to play it now. You're listening here on KillRadio.org.
Britney Spears and Nicole Smith. Whoops, oh shit, she never went. Excuse me, ma'am, it's Lindsay Lohan. Who's the next one that we will send to rehab? The place to repent the problems. Rehab. People fix when your kids happen to. Rehab. That they cost if you get the money, babe. So come get some. Rehab. The place to repent the problems. Rehab. The quick fix when your kids happen to. Rehab. That they cost if you get the money, babe. So come get some.
Look, these kids, they don't fit. He's too slow, she's too quick. I don't get him, he must like the dick. The control that's not formity, click, itty, split. Puts her names down in print, don't allow them to kiss. Look at that one's hair color, tiss, tiss, tiss. When she gets home, she might slit her wrist. Let's inform her parents so they don't get pissed. With those two apart, they're looking at abstract art. Good God, these hellions are hurting my heart. When school gets out, I'm hitting the bar. Drinking hard liquor, then getting in my car. Driving fast, last bottle in hand. Speeding right past Mr. Officer Man.
We got DWI.
The school therapist again.
Yep, next thing we get to be spending time in. Sounds as a jack. Wake up in the hospital with no clothes on my
my ass. And up hungover for the next day and a half. Left in the face of death every chance that I have. And I'll be out as soon as this drug test is passed. But give me 12 steps and I'll be right back for more. Rehab. The place to be at the problems. Rehab. Quick fix when your kids hit the D-bad. That would be the cost if you get the money day. So come get some. Rehab. The place to repair the problems. Rehab. The quick fix when your kids hit the D-bad. That would be the cost if you get the money day. So come get some.
Doc, I see nothing wrong with what I'm doing.
Val,
what does it do?
I smoke weed. I snort blow. I ingest liquor through my oral holes. If not for acid, why do we have pores? If not for coke, why do we have a nose? If not to lose them, why do we have clothes? And if not for horse, why do we have needles? I suppose that's not the healthiest mindset, but I'm not prepped to quit abusing mine yet, cause I find it from time to time. Tequila with a squeeze of lime helps to ease the mind and make everything seem fine. And if it's chased with the line, makes the heart rhythm to new elevations, creating disassociations, out-of-body experiences, and battles with the demons I created. And if I merge the toys, euphoria gets me elated. So I guess as I'm rhyming, what I'm really trying to say is I'll continue on my path, even after you send my ass to
yeah. Psycho Full Metal Team. Yeah. Another one with another dream. It ain't easy as it seems, but never mind that. Some niggas kill at will, some niggas show just to pay that bill. Psycho ill, diamond in the rough, get stuck on the pill. Shaq and Jill went down their own hill. Others like Ben and Jerry got buried. Don't worry, I ain't in a hurry. Make it rain, fuck that, make it flurry. Big snowstorm, with my flow on, and my coat on, and your heart torn. Just born, just die. Everyday truth and a lie. Anyway, you can decide. So I say, moves inside. Ready? Then come on. Rebel with the gun on. Dark to the sun on. Pain in hell. 4-4 show with a blessing. Life learn lesson. Baby, stop stressing. When it all ends. When it all ends. Fails to a friend. Start to begin. When it all ends. When it all ends. Life is your rent. Time will spin. When it all ends. When it all ends. Fails to a friend. Start to begin. When it all ends. It all ends. Life is your rent. Time will spend. So go to bed. 6 man up, balling on the bench. Now I'm in the game, got dollars, got cents. Been had that, I threw the towel on end. Like, fuck the credit, I'ma end it, never finish. Day I do, that clear vision gets timid. Stopping the limit, dropping the limit. Working every minute, so the tax man get it. Damn, if you're talking, then live it. Got reasons to live, then mommy don't risk it. Pillsbury a team, with a little biscuit. Rolled up, hold up, had you on the hit list. Same name, different spelling. Bang, bang, to the melon. Find God with the first time telling. Walk in my sneaks, you ain't jelly, you fellin'. Sooner or later, them snowmen start melting. Sooner or later, them snowmen start melting. Get a wise good, what I say, and get the fuck out before you grind the cane. I miss rap the rap the walk this way. I drop much the tracks to skip your way. I miss rap the rap the walk this way. I drop much the tracks to skip your way. When it all ends, fails to a friend, starts to begin. When it all ends, life is your rent, time will spin. When it all ends, when it all ends, fails to a friend, starts to begin. When it all ends, when it all ends, life is your rent, time will spin.
yeah,
that's good times.
That was Psycho Mantis out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That was a track called "When It All Ends." They don't have a MySpace, but they do have a web address, which is theeastcoastvillain.com. Theeastcoastvillain.com. Psycho Mantis out of Philadelphia. "When It All Ends." And then again, before that was An American Jester, based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/AnAmericanJester. That track was called Rehab. And we're back. John?
I thought it was kind of cool how you had like your little hip-hop set start off with like a funny song in kind of an old-school hip-hop format. And then the song that followed it was more of like a dark, you know, sinister hip-hop song.
Thanks for acknowledging my brilliance. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just acknowledged
that. Because I made that happen. Those are actually both my songs.
I'm not giving any credit to the
bands,
to the artists who perform. No, it's your ability to track list like a madman that I'm really
impressed
with.
It's all about the DJing, dude.
Yeah. So check this out.
Check it.
Weight loss scams, top form of fraud, according to the FTC. This is from Reuters. Weight loss scams, foreign lottery offers, and buyer's clubs were the top ways that scam artists separated 30 million Americans from their money in 1 year, a U.S. agency said on Monday. Blacks and Hispanics were more likely to fall victim to scam artists than whites, the Federal Trade Commission said in a statement discussing its most recent survey of fraud. And then it goes on to say many other things. An estimated 4.8 million Americans bought bogus weight loss supplements, patches, creams, or other products, making fat-fighting fraud the most common scam. Foreign lottery scams that informed people they won a lottery they didn't enter claimed 3.2 million victims. And buyers clubs that bill consumers for membership in a club they didn't join had a similar number. Isn't that interesting? Like,
no.
Our society is so weight obsessed that the number one way con artists rip us off is with fake weight loss products.
Maybe they should just try eating more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, and a healthy exercise schedule. Anyway, I think that's really interesting. And I get emails all the time for foreign lotteries. I mean, I have won so many foreign lotteries. I can't even begin to tell you. The problem is it's always in some currency that has no value. Like, I won 1 million dinars the other day.
Oh, great.
And I couldn't even buy a sandwich with it. It's really sad.
A sandwich?
Sandwich. Did I say sandwich? No, I didn't. No,
you almost did.
I shouldn't make fun of the dinar. It's been through a lot. But my point is that I don't understand how people get caught in these scams. I mean, I understand how, like, I think it reflects a desperation to win
one.
The lottery, that it's sort of like, even though the rational mind says, no, I probably didn't win the Nigerian state lotto, getting an email that says you did makes you feel that there is hope after all.
Well, I also think there's still, this happened really in the beginning of the internet, you know, in the late 90s and stuff, with people thinking, oh, just pass this email on and Disney's going to send you free Disney tickets.
Oh, I remember those. Those were awesome.
And people
and
really...
And I had, like, serious friends of mine were like, oh, it's totally true.
And this is... You're right. And this
I'm
is,
the cynic for
or,
saying that it's not true.
Or even worse, like, well, I don't know if it's true, but it's worth a try. And that's
it's
how...
It's worth a try. It's worth sending this virus to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I still think there's a lot of ignorance with that stuff out there. That's why whenever someone sends out an email, I always check it against... you know, the online urban legend kind of websites. Mm-hmm. And they're usually there. That's what's so funny. I mean, just do a search for it, you'll see it. Urban legend. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually really easy to find.
But there's also, they even teach you ways to look for certain things. And they're pretty obvious.
The sneakiest fuckers are the ones that send you the things that look like they're coming from eBay or Amazon or places
or Bank
that
of
you
America.
Actually go to. And they say you need to update your information. Mm-hmm. I mean, MySpace does this to you all the time, too. With, like, it tricks you into giving your password away.
Right.
But it's really cruel. I mean, it's really obnoxious to do that, to, like, pretend that you're, the like, a credit card company. Where
right.
It's like, you have to look into it. You can't just ignore it. You can't.
Right. The only way you can tell is when you look at the actual address itself. If you look at the link of the address.
Yeah. And which most people don't. Yeah.
No. And that's what's freaky.
I'm getting spam messages from my own address somehow. They figured out a way to make it appear that it's coming from my email address.
Oh.
So I can't identify it as spam because that would identify my email address as spam.
As a spammer.
So like if I CC'd myself on something, it would end up in my bulk box, mm-hmm. You know? So I'll get a message from the Viagra company. But it'll have the little box next to it to signify that I have that address as
right.
one of my, you know, addresses right. to recognize because it's my address.
Right.
I'll look on my phone and say
you said
me,
Viagra, right?
Yeah, or whatever, you know.
Are you maybe, you know, sleepwalking or
and I'm
sending
subconsciously
yourself menaces?
Sending myself messages.
I need Viagra. My wife's not turning me on, but Mark is. I need Viagra to maintain my marriage.
You know what?
I can't continue thinking of Mark during sexual relations with my wife.
You know me too well. We've been doing the show so long. That
I knew I would ruin you somehow.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing that gets me too is when people send you emails that are like stupid poems or whatever, and then at the end it's like, you know, send this email to these number of friends or you'll get lupus.
Your head get gashed,
you
right?
Know? And like, I hate that because that is true. And it's not fair because it's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be a friend of mine, and yet
right.
you just put me in a situation where I'm going to get cancer and die.
I
wouldn't
actually,
put you in that situation.
No, I wouldn't. That's why I immediately delete those.
Yeah, me too.
Seriously.
And then I send viruses back to them. And then I
no,
tell them,
next time I see him, I just
thank you for your poem. By the way, I entered you in the Nigerian lottery.
Just next time you see him, give him an analog, you know, kind of virus. Just kick him in the shins.
That is an analog virus.
Yes.
I get that. Or sneeze on them.
Oh, that's really good.
Let's go back to music.
Shall we?
This is a band called Secret Handshake, and they're from Nashville, Tennessee. And we have an EP here that we're going to play a couple of tracks from. You can check them out myspace.com/secrethands. But the name of the band is Secret Handshakes. And check it out. Sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
saw you go. All your life was bottled up and sacrificed for God knows what. Liars and schemes, American dreams, and all of the things that they promised to you, and all of the days of toil and pain, worry and shame.
Here, here.
Here, here.
You're listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org.
Shut
up, a band
Bennett.
Called Secret Handshake. Name of the EP is Listen. Go to myspace.com/secrethands. I really like this.
It was nice.
It's especially good. So they're out of Nashville, Tennessee. myspace.com/secrethands. Also, what is this? Is that Verb? V-I-R-B, you think?
Yes.
I think that is www.verb.com, VIRB.com/secrethandshake. I guess this is another place you can check out their music. And yeah, thank you for your submission to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. This is Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. You provide the content, so we don't have to. You send it, we play it. You can do so, you can send us a CD here at the station. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, attention here, here. You can also send MP3s to mark@killradio.org, mark@killradio.org, but please tag them with all the appropriate information.
Also, go before you send either CDs or MP3s, go to our MySpace page because there's some information we need to have included. myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. And if I remember off the top of my head correctly, it's basically, well, in John's case, include track suggestions that you think should be played, but also include a MySpace page or email address for your, or I'm sorry, a MySpace page or web address for your band, where you guys are located in the world, any sort of pronunciation help if you think we're going to need it, and in my case, I want a non-MySpace email address.
Oh, and I definitely want a MySpace email address because that's the easiest way for me to contact.
So you just want a MySpace
bands.
Address?
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to do that because I can do it all from one location. Mm-hmm. Also, don't send anything perishable. No fruit, eggs, anything like that.
California is an agricultural state.
Yeah. And certainly nothing
feed the world.
Flammable, if you could.
Unless it's fireworks.
Yeah,
nothing flammable other than
fireworks.
Well, in my inbox, I'll accept fireworks.
Okay, Mark will accept fireworks. But keep that shit away from me.
Yeah. It is shit, isn't it?
Well, it's just an expression.
Oh, okay.
So should we go back to music?
We shall.
What do you got?
This is an artist by the name of Mr. BNG out of Atlanta, myspace.com/BNGHipHop.
Yeah.
We got two tracks. This first one is Miss Cutie Pie. You're listening here on killradio.org.
It's true.
Will soon come true. Mama, you really impress me, cause your attitude is young and sexy. See dudes be frontin' to get you, but right now you looking at a boy who's special. Who that be? Me, why the king of why? I know you wanna laugh, ha-ha, cause I be the star. Baby, who I only think of you? I'm thinking about the things you're gonna do to me and all the things I'm gonna do to you. Whether it's good or bad time you're facing, I feel like a kid when I'm with you. Wanna have a game of kids chasing. Baby girl, I ain't treating you like a toy, but when you're done with them suckers, come holla at your boy.
Miss Cutie Pie, now you fine. Every time that I see you, I wish you'd be mine. place where we can rest all day. Then watch the sunset. Spending the day with me will have you lose your breath. All your girls know BNG is fresh to death. Flow sick, but this ain't about rapping stuff. This is all about us trying to share the love. Young nigga getting booty, I'm a pimp man. Getting booty when it's sunny over rainy day. You know when girls say they hate me, you know they lie. They mean they wanna stay with me till the day they die. Tell me, girl, why you acting all vicious? When you ain't like that, your style is pimpalicious. Yeah, I know you like me. Oh, really? And if you had your thought is, boy, don't be silly. You see them other girls be so, so jealous. But you see me for real, what they looking in the telly.
Me crazy, hey, you drive me crazy, crazy, you drive me crazy, hey, you drive me crazy.
The people wanna know who dumb and who clever. BNG, what I fall off never. When I spit, I surprise your mind. Rhyme so tight, you wanna press rewind. If you don't want beef, keep holding a flower. Cause when I look at you, all I see is a coward. Smelly ass boy, go have your shower. I'm a strong young cat with a lot of power. People call me a G, yeah, I know. Don't blame me, I ain't no piano. BNG coming straight out of jungle. Which jungle straight where they rumble?
You drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy, crazy. You drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy, you drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy, crazy, you drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy.
Second verse, I'm back at it. Like Akon, I'm smacking it. Who you know with a flow like this? And it's all that beats are ridiculous. Blink shiny, so I ain't hard to miss. Lil Ma, come here and give me a kiss. I know you want it, don't try to resist. So charming, I'm a fly young prince. Hate is better, stay in the area. Just letting y'all know, I ain't scared of ya. Your team tough, but we scare ya. Talk about us and we bury ya. When you see me in the daylight, like, and in the nighttime, I jittery. Yeah, man, I stand tall like a ball. You can't say nothing to me, cause you broke.
crazy. You drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy, hey. You drive me crazy, crazy.
Hello.
Here, here.
Hello. That was You Drive Me Crazy, Mr. BNG out of Atlanta, Georgia, myspace.com/BNGHipHop. The track we heard from them before that was Miss Cutie Pie. Again, like I said, Mr. BNG. And we're back. John?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm addicted
here,
to doing that now.
On killradio.org, myspace.com/HERE, HEAR_HERE. Let's go right back to music.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. I have here a band by the name of Sydney Parade with an EP called If You Ever. These guys come to us from the nation state of Ireland, which is very green and beautiful place.
I have some blood from there.
You have some blood from there?
Yes.
You collect blood of people from other countries? That's disgusting.
Via biology, yes.
Gross. I just figured you have like a little jar of blood.
No,
of
I got
Irish
it. I got it kind of from my mom.
Do you live off of the blood of the Irish?
I live with the blood of the Irish.
Did your mom, some kind of vampire that takes the blood from the hardworking Irish?
We're just talking biology.
I'm not following.
First of all, who said they were hardworking?
You blood sucking.
You know what we need to acknowledge before I frickin' forget?
What?
This is like our last show in October, right?
It's like our last show in October.
It is.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to acknowledge that a year ago at this time, we had our Scottish invasion. It was an amazing milestone in our...
It was October 2006, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. And it's funny how it's coming on. And it's like, I should have played some Scottish bands just for the fun of it.
We should have done a push on Scottish Craigslist.
Yeah.
To get some Scottish bands to do another Scottish invasion.
And, you know, since we haven't heard from any of them in a long time, maybe they're over us. Maybe we're not as big shit as we thought we were
in
Glasgow or
were.
Edinburgh. No, I think they
I still think we need to go on tour. We need to do a Hear Hear tour where we go around Europe and
throw
see
up
how popular
on,
we are.
We should really just go there and just get drunk and throw up on other countries' dogs.
Sounds good to me. Sydney Parade, can you put us up?
Yeah.
When we drop by Ireland, that
where
would
in Ireland
awesome.
Are they from? Do you know?
What's that?
Where in Ireland are they from? Do you know? Am I not speaking
Ireland.
English? Where in Ireland are they from?
I don't know. It just says Ireland on their MySpace.
There's no
they have
city there.
A postage stamp that says Ireland on
And there's
it,
no return address on that envelope.
There isn't. There isn't, okay?
You know,
I don't know why you have to talk to me like that.
They almost spelled Los Angeles wrong.
You know what?
That's cute.
Give them a break. MySpace.com/
Did you notice this?
Sydney Parade Music. And it sounds like this.
Yay, let's
which
hear
is
it.
Cool. Hear, hear, killradio.org.
I know that you can give me just what I need.
Yeah.
Yay.
That was good, actually. That was, I thought they had a really
that was fun.
Tight, clean, textured sound. That is Sydney Parade. The name of the EP is If You Ever. MySpace.com/Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, Parade, Music. Not to be confused with MySpace.com/Sydney Parade, which is actually another band named Sydney Parade mm-hmm. in the States. This is the Irish band, Sydney Parade, MySpace.com/Sydney Parade, Music. Also, they have SydneyParade.com. So thank you for your submission over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
To the Pacific Coast.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Really do.
And that's all I have to say.
For real.
For reals, yo. So, you know, Exxon Valdez is back in the news?
Why?
Because they still haven't paid out all the... It still hasn't been determined exactly how to punish them.
Oh.
So they're maybe the Supreme Court is now deciding whether or not they should have to pay $2.5 billion in punitive damages.
They can afford that.
But they're saying that even if they are found that the money is due, the Supreme Court would rule it unconstitutional because of how large a sum of money it is.
Not to them, though. It's not large to them. They've been having record profits.
They still are under the deluded belief that they can blame the ship captain who crashed the ship. But the thing that people don't know about Exxon Valdez, I find this really interesting. Everyone says, oh, well, the guy was drunk, and that's why the thing crashed and spilled all this oil and killed all these animals and everything. Mm-hmm. But actually, he wasn't running the ship
right.
drunk. He was actually drunk earlier and asleep when the thing crashed. It was the other guy on the boat who was quite sober who was running it. The reason the boat, the ship crashed into whatever it crashed into was because the mechanism in the ship that determines where things are, like glaciers.
Sonar, radar, something like that.
Whatever it is, yeah. Was not working. And
did they know it wasn't working?
Well, the thing is, they had put in several requests to update the technology on the mm-hmm. boat, but Exxon didn't want to spend the money on it.
Mm.
And so when it malfunctioned and caused this crash, they blamed the ship captain for having been drunk. That's the true story of Exxon Valdez. The reason all that went down was because Exxon is cheap.
Right.
And not because of the blunder of one guy.
Right, right.
Like, he wasn't even manning the ship when it crashed. He wouldn't have been at the time that it crashed. It would have been the second mate or whatever.
He was, on his probably break.
He was taking a nap. He was sleeping off a hangover, which, was totally against the rules. But he became the fall guy when the real crime here is they didn't want to spend the money for the most up-to-date equipment.
Right.
But
when you're on a boat like that, you must have days off or time off.
Yeah, I
and
guess.
And why couldn't you get drunk on your time off?
Well, I'm sure there are probably a number of reasons why you shouldn't do that. But my point is the common, and this is a common assessment that we get in a lot of similar cases where, we blame the person who's sort of caught in the bad situation and we don't blame the person who put the situation in play.
Right.
Like Abu Ghraib. Right, Lindley, whatever her name was.
Yeah, her and her crazy sadistic boyfriend.
She's the psycho symptom that you get to punish, but nobody really takes a look at the scenario of
the
people above her.
It's the we're looking at the issue at the level of its last effect. Rather than going to where it was born into being, which is what would change things.
And it makes sense because...
But that's what we do with abortion. And where everyone could agree on abortion would be like, let's try to stop unwanted pregnancy. What can we do with that? How can we make that so that's not an issue so large in our country? Mm-hmm. We don't go with that. We decide to punish it at the very end. It's already too late.
Right.
It's too late then. Same with, I guess... gang killings in Los Angeles. I mean, we want to punish the gang kids, but it's 15 years too late by the time we're punishing them. They've come from fucked up families.
Well, and I think just to take the conversation back a little bit, I think we're...
No, I want to go farther away so it makes no more sense.
We're predisposed to
punishment?
Feeling uncomfortable about punishing corporations. Corporations are put on this pedestal of, like, you know, because it's a large group, like, they can't do the kind of wrong that an individual can do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we expect – even though corporations are entitled to, in many ways, more rights than people, mm-hmm. we don't hold them to the level of accountability that we do individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so because – a small group of large corporations own the media, they are the ones who teach us about how to form these ideas about how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
So the public becomes a part of this game where our instinct is to blame, put the blame at the end, put the
right.
blame at the person, at the poor person, at the person who got caught,
because he was
at
in
the
charge.
One who was in control at the time, and not take a look at the bigger picture
right.
at, that put the scenario in place. But again, these are discussions we can have quite freely on anti-corporate internet radio that nobody owns, but you're not going to hear this on your network news.
No.
Nor should you, because the network news needs you to watch them.
And so buy that their you soap.
Buy their soap and their burgers in between their shows about...
Pete Ellis Dodge, Long Beach Freeway, Firestone Nexus, Southgate.
Exactly. So, power to the people, and you're listening to killradio.org.
Yes.
And do you have any more music?
Yes.
So let's do that. We may actually end on time today.
I think we are. We've got 10 minutes. All right. This is we got two bands out of New York City. This first one is Discreet Encounter, track called Let Go. Their website address is www.discreetencounter.com. And let's hear it. Killradio.org. Hear, hear.
See my tears. It doesn't mean that I haven't been crying. It's invisible prison we're living in. It's a sin. I can't see out, you can't see.
Yay.
And that's it, folks.
Well, wait one sec. That was Late Model Humans out of New York City. Track called Invisible Prison, myspace.com/latemodelhuman. Again, let's thank the bands.
Myspace.com Late Model Human. That's one human.
Although the band is called Late Model Humans.
Yeah. So thank you, Late Model Humans, Discreet Encounter, Sydney Parade, Mr. BNG, Secret Handshake, Psycho Mantis, and American Jester, the Bo Alguizola Band, Don Chorus, and DJ Nassim
Paul.
You know, I'm...
What?
Nassim
Paulus.
He wrote us, and yeah.
I have it here. I have it
Nassim
right
Paulus.
Here.
Yeah. Wounded Cougar, Truly Paula, The Up All Nights, and Williford. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yep.
And this will be available for download from the blog on our MySpace at myspace.com/HEAR_HERE.
Right.
We'll be here next Monday
from 11 to 1.
From 11 to 1.
Promise.
More music.
To be clear.
From the mailman and beyond. And that's it.
That were 11 to 1. Yeah. Coming up next, we don't know.
Oh, yeah. Coming up next could be anything.
We're not even ready
really.
For that.
We hadn't really thought that through, have we?
Yeah.
Well, let's work on that.
Okay, so just stand by.
Bye.